This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Turkey's foreign minister says U.S. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that Washington is working on extraditing Fethullah Gulen, a U.S.-based Muslim cleric accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
The 77-year-old Gulen lives in Pennsylvania. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Chairman of the talks, Michaela Corteca, said the accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
President Trump has said the United States will pull out of the Paris Accord. U.S. military says it has killed eight members of the al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. No civilians were involved. That airstrike happened south of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The military said it was conducted in close coordination with the Somalia government to degrade al-Shabaab's freedom of movement throughout Somalia. This is VOA News. The United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan. The acknowledgement came a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan announced his country has arranged a next round of Washington's peace talks with the Afghan Taliban scheduled for Monday. Neither Khan nor the U.S. spokesperson have disclosed the possible venue for that meeting. Yellow vest protesters are occupying dozens of traffic roundabouts in France, even as their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations.
Watch out!
Eight people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. The protests started in November against fuel tax hikes, but have morphed into a general expression of anger at the government of President Emmanuel Macron. Sri Lanka has a new prime minister, and he's no stranger to people. Ranil Wickramasinghe has been reinstated. He was sworn into office on Sunday. Mahinda Rajapaksa had replaced him not long ago, but Rajapaksa resigned on Friday. He had been unable to win a necessary vote of confidence in parliament to function as prime minister. U.S. lawmakers will travel to the state of New Mexico this week as they search for answers about how a Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. Border Patrol custody. The family of 7-year-old Jacqueline Call is disputing an account from U.S. officials who said she had not been given food or water for days. In a statement, they said she had been given food and water and appeared to be in good health as she traveled through Mexico with her father. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen says that death illustrates the danger of illegal border crossings.
It's heart-wrenching. Wrenching is what it is, and my heart goes out to the family, all of DHS. You know, this is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally.
Official accounts indicate she received a quick assessment, but it took too long for her to get to the hospital. Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled the so-called Obamacare invalid, President Trump is pushing Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. Law professor and healthcare expert Timothy Joe says because it's covered so many aspects of insurance, such as pre-existing conditions or coverage for children up to 26, this affects almost everyone.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage or public program coverage in the United States. And people will lose those protections if this judgment stands.
The decision has little immediate impact because the Affordable Care Act remains in place while the legal battle continues, possibly to the Supreme Court. The Education Department, U.S., says it will forgive $150 million in federal student loans. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.